The following podcast has been prepared for VCE Business Management 3-4 classes. Please use with cautions, and if you have any concern, refer to the study design or contact your teacher for further clarification. So as you study, commute or exercise, put those headphones in, pump the volume to 11. It's time to explore the world of BizMan. So let's get down to business. All right, welcome to the Business Management Podcast. Today we are going to continue looking at the key management roles of planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. And today we're finalizing everything, looking at the key management role of controlling. So, what have we looked at so far? Well, we've determined that managers at all levels need to perform the management roles to ensure the organization runs efficiently and effectively. The amount of time and effort devoted to each of these roles will depend on the type of the organization and the level of management that will be undertaking the roles. The roles of management we've found out are commonly discussed in the terms of the acronym PULC, and we've seen that that stands for planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. So from the previous podcast, we know how to define and understand the levels of planning. We know that there are 5 stages of planning, and we know how to complete a SWOT analysis. We can also define organizing and leading, and we can understand why these are important management roles. We know how managers can organize and how managers can lead. And we also know how these can be applied to real life scenarios and understand what characteristics make a good leader. So today we're finishing off looking at controlling. Controlling involves monitoring the systems that have been implemented, as well as the financial and non-financial processes. So when we're looking at controlling, we're looking at monitoring. We're looking to make sure that what we have set out to do from our plans, the resources that we've implemented in our organizing, and what we've led to achieve is being met. So what we're doing is we're establishing ways to compare our actual performance with our planned performance. Management is looking to make sure that what we set out to achieve is actually being achieved. Management's prime responsibility is to ensure that the organizational objectives are being achieved. And this will involve controlling financial and non-financial resources. We need to make sure that this is done efficiently and effectively. We want to make sure that the organization is operating at its optimum level to ensure the best outcome for our stakeholders. So depending on the task, control or coordination may be achieved through a number of ways. It might be achieved through authority in the organization. It could be achieved through establishing rules, setting policies, implementing standard operating procedures, getting information technology or information systems in place, holding meetings, or another variety of different techniques. These are ways that an organization can control their output, control their quality, and to ensure a consistent approach throughout the organization. The management role of controlling involves a number of different areas. It involves establishing the performance standards or benchmarks. It is determining methods of measuring performance. It involves measuring the actual performance and then comparing it to our established standards. It involves taking the corrective action when necessary and also reviewing the performance standards. So it's all about evaluating the implementation of the strategies that were set to achieve the objectives. Some control strategies that might be used by management to control the human resources or the employees of the organization could be through the use of direct supervision, through standardizing work outcomes, and through structuring collegiality and natural interdependence. So what we mean there is for a job to be done, that there's someone else to carry out the job with them so that someone doesn't have a monopoly of the knowledge in the organization. Financial controls are also one way of ensuring that an organization is meeting their objectives. Financial controls can mainly be seen through the use of budgets, but also through a number of different safeguards that are set up in place to ensure that the financial resources of the organization are being utilized effectively. These might include the use of proper authorization to ensure that all payments within the organization have been authorized and signed off by at least two people in the organization. Those of you doing accounting would also realize that one major control factor when we're dealing with finances is ensuring that there are records of the transactions occurring. So a source document, pieces of paper to prove the transaction exists, is a key component in controlling the financial resources of the organization. So controlling isn't about bossing the employees around, about telling them what to do all the time. It's really about monitoring, making sure that what we've set out to achieve in our organizational plans, our objectives and the strategies to achieve them, it's about making sure that we monitor them to make sure that we are still leading that way. And if we're not, we make corrective measures to do so. We need to make sure that what we've set out to use in the resources through our organizing is being used effectively, that we're controlling our resources, that our assets are being used effectively. That's what we're talking about with controlling. We're talking about monitoring to ensure that what we have set out to achieve is actually being achieved. So that concludes our look at key management roles, or PULC, in the Business Management Podcast series. PULC will mean different things at different levels of management, but in the end, every manager needs to plan. Every manager needs to organize, every manager needs to lead, and of course, every manager needs to control. The PULC roles will always involve the application of some professional, business, or technical expertise because the management will be operating in a particular area of productive activity. So remember, when we're talking about key management roles, we're talking about planning, organizing, leading, and controlling. Please don't get them confused with management skills, management styles, or management functions, a common error we see in the exam. So moving forward, we're going to be looking at policies and procedures, which is one of the strategies management can implement as part of the key management role of controlling. From there, we're going to be moving into management styles and management skills. It's really important to note that this isn't the last of PULC. You're going to be seeing it again throughout the remainder of the coursework. In particular, when we focus our attention on the two management functions we look at this year, which is operations management as part of Area of Study 3 of Unit 3, and also human resource management, a part of Area Study 1 of Unit 4. So remember, this isn't the last of PULC. We're going to start applying it to the management functions of operations and human resource management. So understand the basics of it, and we're going to look into it and delve into more detail when we get to those areas of study. Until then, that's it for the podcast. We'll catch you soon.